Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 1. The army sets off. Scene 3. Dadhimukha and Madhuvan Forest. With Hanuman at their head, they bounded back as fast as they could. Within a few days, they reached the Madhuvan Forest, which lay not far from Kishkindha. The forest was extensive, filled with trees loaded with fruits and honeycombs. The monkeys took Angada's permission to drink the honey, which was actually meant for Sugriva, and they consumed it in large quantities. They thus became intoxicated and danced merrily here and there. Some of them sang loudly, while others laughed hysterically. Some leaned unsteadily upon one another, and others lay flat on the ground. They rolled about and slapped their sides. Rolling the beeswax into balls, they pelted one another in sporting fashion. They ripped down the boughs from the trees and whirled them around in mock fights. Leaping from tree to tree, they raised a great tumult in the forest. Madhuvan Forest was guarded by a Vanara general named Dadhimukha. When he saw that thousands of monkeys were tearing down the trees and taking the honey, he became infuriated. He dispatched a number of his guards to stop them. Being accosted by the guards, the monkeys in Angada's party laughed and fought back. They took hold of the guards by their legs and dragged them about. Others they tossed into the air and slapped around with their palms. When even Dadhimukha himself was beaten by Angada, he decided to go and inform Sugriva of the situation. Dadhimukha told the Monkey King how Angada and Hanuman, along with thousands of other monkeys, were wreaking the king's personal orchard and stealing his honey. However, upon hearing this report, the intelligent Sugriva became joyful. He turned and spoke to Lakshman, who was by his side. There can be no doubt that Angada's party has returned successful. Oh, noble Lakshman, my guess is that Hanuman must have found Sita. These monkeys would not make so bold with my grove and its honey if they had failed in their mission. Lakshman rejoiced and ran to tell Ram the good news. Sugriva then told Dadhimukha that he should tolerate the misbehavior of the search party and send the monkeys into Kishkindha. Dadhimukha bowed to Sugriva and left at once. Realizing that Hanuman had accomplished a great service to the king, Dadhimukha felt gladdened. As he raced back to the Madhuvan with Sugriva's message, he forgot all about the beating he had received. Back in the orchard, he saw all the monkeys, who by now had become sober, standing and urinating on the trees. Then he sought out Angada and bowed before him. O Prince, please forgive me. I should not have tried to restrain you. Sugriva very much desires to see you and Hanuman. Please go there with all speed. Angada spoke kindly to Dadhimukha. Then he raised his arm and shouted to the other monkeys. All right, let us now go to Kishkinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.